For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. A new estimate puts the eventual cost of a Missouri Senate income tax cut plan at more than $620 million annually. If a Senate fiscal review panel signs off on the projection, the full Senate then could vote to pass the legislation onto the House. Sponsoring Senator Will Krause had previously estimated the tax cut would waive less than $500 million of revenues annually once fully implemented. The bill would phase in a percentage point reduction in Missouri's top individual income tax rate and a new 25% deduction for business income reported on individual tax returns. It also would expand the deductions available for lower income individuals and require the tax brackets to be adjusted annually for inflation. Last-minute enrollment efforts across Missouri are expected to boost the number of consumers gaining coverage through the new federal health insurance law, but organizers say the deadline push won't hit anticipated enrollment targets. The Cover Missouri Coalition expects statewide enrollment through the Affordable Care Act's online health insurance marketplace to top 100,000 by Monday's deadline. The federal government projected Missouri's six-month enrollment at 118,000. Missouri is one of 36 states where the online marketplace is being run by the federal government after state lawmakers balked at participation in President Obama's signature effort. Residents across Mid-Missouri took part in Earth Hour this past Saturday. The worldwide initiative, started in 2007 by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, asks people to turn off their lights for 1 hour to save electricity. Chris Rolfing is the manager of member services at Boone Electric Cooperative. He says that turning out the light is only a small task in conserving energy.
Turning off the light when you're not in a room all has an effect. But the largest single effect that anyone can see for saving energy is to be aware of those things that use the most energy.
Rolfing says the top three consumers of energy in the home are heating, hot water, and refrigeration. He added that Boone Electric and the City of Columbia are proactive in helping its members make their homes more energy efficient. The cooperative and the City of Columbia use the Home Performance with Energy Star program, a comprehensive program that checks how insulated homes are and where leaks are occurring. The goal of the program is to help customers save money wherever they can. Republicans appear to have strengthened their hold on Missouri's congressional delegation as a result of redistricting. When Missouri lost a congressional seat after the 2010 census, Republicans who control the state legislature were in charge of drawing new boundaries. The maps they enacted resulted in Democrats losing a member of Congress in the 2012 elections. Missouri now has six Republicans and two Democrats in Congress. None of the incumbents appear likely to draw a stiff challenge in this year's elections because they all represent districts tailored to their partisan bents. The two remaining Democratic districts have a higher concentration of Democratic voters than they did previously. The six other districts will have a majority of Republican-leaning voters. Missouri House Republicans were told they could face primary opposition this year if they voted to sustain Governor Jay Nixon's veto of income tax cut legislation. 15 Republicans voted anyway against the override despite the threats, but only four drew primary challengers for this year's election as candidate filing closed this past week. The Missouri Club for Growth, which promised to recruit primary challengers, said they have spoken to those challengers, but the group declined to say if it would provide financial backing to those campaigns. The link between the tax vote and Republican primaries isn't clear. A political scientist from Missouri State University said many of the incumbents would have drawn challengers regardless of their vote. Missouri lawmakers are seeking to allow new charges on cell phones and wireless devices to help improve the state's 911 system. Public safety officials say many counties cannot identify the location of someone who uses a cell phone to call 911. Legislation advancing this year would establish a 3% charge on prepaid wireless devices. Proceeds would go for the Poison Control Center and for counties to improve 911. The proposals also would give counties a new 911 funding option by permitting a monthly fee on devices that can contact 911. The fee would be capped at $1.50 and require voter approval. Counties currently can assess a fee on landline phones or a sales tax. Counties would not be permitted to combine funding options. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.